This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Amy Rodarmel and Tony Colomberti. They're both on the board of directors at the Green Gables at Historic Riverview Village, and they are here today to tell us about a great endeavor in our community to save a historic home. Let's start with you, Tony. Tell us a little bit about the effort and what you're trying to do.
Well, thanks for having us. Green Gables, located at the intersection of Hibiscus and US 1, is an 1896 home of William Wells. He was an early winter visitor who turned into a resident and did things like pave the roads and donate quite a bit of money to the schools. He was a big philanthropic investor in the town at its earliest days and did quite a bit to help turn Melbourne into a more of a modern location, which previously was very much a small southern town. The home's been here since 1896, and in the last 10 years, it's been pretty much abandoned and subject to weather and vandalism, vagrancy. It's needed quite a bit of help. Green Gables at Historic Riverview Village has been a organization since 2014, and it's our goal to buy the house and turn it into a center for community engagement that will allow citizens and everyone in Brevard to access the grounds for farmers markets and open-air events, and then use the interior of the house for special occasions or weddings, parties, to rent privately for any occasion, so that we'd be able to save the historic aspect of the house and make it available to all the citizens of Brevard.
To do that, you need to raise money, and you have a regular open house?
Yeah, we try to do an event at least once a month. On October 21st, from 4:30 to 7:30, we have our Haunted Happy Hour coming up. We have some music planned, and there are other events that we are working on, but you can check with our website and our Facebook page as more details are available.
And in these open houses, it's free and open to the public?
Absolutely. We have docents that are educated tour guides, and we have board members, and we are always more than happy to take people on tours of the house and show you where all the nice little hidden spots are that you might not see or you might not learn about as you're walking through by yourself.
So I have been there myself, and it's a very, very cool house. So it would be a real shame for the house to not be restored. What do you need to do in order to save the house? You said you need to purchase it. You have a couple of fundraising endeavors that you've put together. Well, tell us about those.
It would be a travesty if we lost this house. Right now, we've launched our 8,000 Club. The concept is if we can find 8,000 history-loving folks in the Melbourne area or all of Brevard County to donate $100 to our cause, then our goal would be met. And we also have an 800 Club where local businesses or area business could give us a donation of $1,000 to join the club. It makes it sound a little more attainable that way when mm-hmm. you break it down in those numbers, because a lot of folks would be able to give $100 to help save some local. We are a 501c3 by law, and all your donations will be tax deductible.
At this point, we only have about 3 months left to purchase the property, or the agreement with the owners that we've had since 2014 will expire. The house itself is very special because it encompasses almost all of the different eras of Melbourne since its founding in 1888, and there is no other building in the area that even comes close to matching its historical significance. It's architecturally significant with its Victorian aspects, and it really is completely irreplaceable. So we can't afford to lose this for the town.
If you'd like to get more information about the house, the open houses that are available, or joining the 8,000 or the 800 Club.
Sure. You can access our website at savegreengables.org, and we also have a Facebook page at Save Green Gables.